Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find out more at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Now That's Weird.
Yes, welcome back to hour two of the show. It's me, Ross Hemsworth, and sorry, I was playing with some sound effects there. I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have an actual eagle while the Eagles were singing? Silly sort of sense of humour I have. There you go. And the door creaking as well. That was in line with one of the lyrics. So, yeah, nothing paranormal, folks, I'm afraid. It was all me playing around. Now, second hour of the show tonight, we normally have Elizabeth, and of course that was her play in music, as you probably know if you listen to the show regularly. Unfortunately, she's not very well again this evening. She's been laid up in bed. She's poorly. We only got to know about an hour ago, so nobody to fill the second hour. So it's going to be me answering your questions. So I want your emails in right now, please, because an hour is a long time to talk if you haven't got questions from your listeners. So give us a hand here, folks. What I need is questions on anything at all paranormal, anything at all you'd like to know about the research I've done. As you know, I have a book coming out called The Dead Are Talking, which is now coming out in June 2007 on Reality Entertainment Books, a reality book, should I say, part of Reality Entertainment, a massive American publisher that picked it up after the former publisher dropped it. For reasons of an ex-wife nature, and I'll say no more than that, but it's now coming out on Reality. Now, if you want to ask me anything at all about the book and about my research, about my time on TV's Ghost Detectives, or the fact that my group is the only one that's done a two-night investigation of the Tower of London, in fact, I think we're the only ones that have ever actually been allowed in overnight to investigate the Tower of London, so you may want to ask me about what happened there, and about how I actually made contact with Cliff Richard there, and he was alive. Yes, and I was there to find dead people. Well, there you go. So any questions at all you've got on that, drop me a line. Now, I've got a couple coming in already. The first one's from Dawn in Gloucester. And she writes to me, she says, Ross, could you tell me whether you've ever been really scared on a ghost hunt? Interesting one. Thanks for that, Dawn. No, I don't think I have, really. I've been more scared off of a ghost hunt with things. There's an old saying, I suppose, be scared of the living, not the dead. And freaky people scare me more than ghosts, I think. The only time I suppose you might say I was slightly freaked was my very first encounter at Bowden House. And regular listeners may have heard me talk about this before, but Bowden House in Devon was the very first venue we filmed for the Ghost Detectives TV series, and we were filming a recreation of a young girl dancing and skipping around the room, pretending to be the ghost of Alice, who'd been seen in that room on many occasions. And whilst we were filming her, I was associate producer as well as a contributor for the show, and I heard a girl's voice very clearly in my ear say to me, "May I play?" Now, it freaked me out because I looked around and there was nobody there. The camera crew obviously got wind of the fact that I'd become a little flustered, to say the least. And I was looking for something to explain what I just heard because I wasn't used to hearing voices. You know, all a bit strange to me, really. And I was completely intrigued by what had caused this. Now, Graham Matthews, who was my partner at the time, we set up Phantom of Fraud together. Partner in the Phantom of Fraud project, not in any other sense, you understand. And Graham was a police officer who was a part-time photographer. And he questioned me in much the same way as a police officer would, over and over again, asking me what I'd heard and what I thought I'd seen or heard, rather, and you know, over and over and over again. And in the end, he said to me, "Do you realise one thing in your story never changed, Ross?" He said, "You said, 'May I play?' every time I asked you the question." He said, "Now that's Victorian grammar. A child these days might say, 'Can I play? Can I join in? Can I have a go? You know, what's she doing?' or whatever. But 'May I play?' was very polite Victorian grammar." And he said, "I believe you heard the ghost of the voice of Alice." And that did freak me a little. So, Dawn, thanks for the question. Any questions you've got, get them into me now. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Let me know. And Nita's just sent me one. She's on in at 11. And she says, "I hope my arse isn't in your book." I remember we were sent a photograph of Nita mooning somebody. And, yes, no, you're lucky, Nita. It's not in the book. Well, not yet. I might change my mind between now and when it comes out. You never know. But no, no, your butt is not featured in the book. So you're not going to be the butt of any jokes. Right, get those emails coming in now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, what did you think of the guest for the first hour there, Nigel Mortimer? I was intrigued by this, because when I got his email through, he had no idea of the research I'd been doing, and it turns out that he stayed at Gorton House, which is exactly where I stayed. He found, or believed, that the energies of the sword are buried in the grounds of Gorton House, which is what we found when we went up there. He discovered things around, drawings and cave paintings around and inside Wallace's cave, which we found. He also felt that the energies were drawing away from Roslyn Chapel, more out into the glen, which we found. It's all very strange, and the fact that he's also now looking at the Egyptian connections with Ireland and Scotland as well, it's just amazing. And the fact that he came to me with this, he actually physically wrote to me. I didn't know the guy, we'd never had any contact before. He wrote to me out of the blue saying he'd like to come on my show and talk about it. And it was obviously he had no idea that I knew all this stuff already. So absolutely amazing. And I believe we're going to have to go back to Gorton House and see if we can do a bit of excavation, I think. So Mike and Helen, if you're listening, perhaps we should rebook it. And just got another one from Nita. She says, "Oi, less of it." You got an error this coming yet, Nita. No escape for you. But yeah. So yeah, what do you reckon about this Scotland thing? I mean, could it be that there is a Templar sword buried up there? Perhaps the Holy Grail is in Roslyn Glen. Perhaps you've got a thought on that. at studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, in the absence of Elizabeth this evening, I thought I might try her channeling ESP and telepathy experiment that she does. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to concentrate on something I have in front of me here right now, in front of the computer. Now, I'm staring at it as we speak, and I'm going to try and channel this out to you. So let's see if we can do the same thing here now. I'm channeling something. I'm holding it in my hand. And no rude answers there, please. I'm holding it in my hand, and it's giving me no pleasure. And this is, well, I'm not going to tell you any more than that, but I'm staring at it now, and I'd like you to tell me what you think it is I'm holding in my right hand right now. It's in front of the computer screen, and I'm channeling it out. I'm trying to give a vision of it out to you. So if you're out there listening to the show, just close your eyes for a moment, stare at your computer screen, and just close your eyes and try to imagine what it is I'm holding here, because I'm sending a picture of this out to you now. Let's see if we can beat Uri Geller and Elizabeth at this. And normally she gets at least one person getting it right every week. Let's see if anybody can get this right. And don't go with the obvious things, as in, oh, it's probably your computer screen. No, it's something I'm holding in my hand. And we'll see what you say. Right, Jackie from Auckland in New Zealand wonders, do ghosts speak with accents? Oh, a good question, Jackie. Thanks for that. All the way from New Zealand. My God, what time of the day is it there? Well, they're about 24 hours away from us, aren't they? So I suppose it's probably the same time of the day, but yesterday or tomorrow or something. Time slips and whatever. Do they speak with accents? That's a funny one, isn't it? I don't know. I would say that when I heard Alice's voice, it was a typical young girl's voice. Very English, very posh, I suppose you would say, well-educated. Other voices that I've heard on EVP, yes, I think there has been accents, come to think of it. There has been regional accents and even foreign accents, and we've actually had foreign voices as well. I remember channeling a Red Indian while I was at, not Stonehenge, at Avebury a while back, when we were doing a circle. And I was splitting out all these words. I hadn't got a clue what I was saying, but apparently it was some particular tribe of American Indian that I was channeling through, and the words actually did make sense when they were interpreted. So all very, very strange. But the weird thing about that was many paranormal investigations, the batteries go on the cameras. Batteries are drained when there's paranormal activity. And I think there were three people with video cameras in that circle, all pointed to me, pointed them at me, rather, while I was channeling this information. And lo and behold, every single one of them went off and every battery drained. So there was no physical evidence other than what people heard with their ears and saw with their eyes. So that was very strange. So that's the best I can tell you, I suppose. Mika in Bracknell says, it's flat and dark and looks like a black hole. Okay, we'll see if you're right before the end of the programme. What you might need to do is jog my memory at the end of the programme to tell you what it is, because I'll probably forget, knowing me. It's my age, you see. Right, let's have a look. What else we got here? This one's from Sally in London. She says, Ross, you've obviously had a lot of experience in dealing with the paranormal. Have you always been a believer? No, Sally, I haven't. I was a sceptic when I started out, although probably somewhat more open-minded than Graham was. Graham was a total sceptic when we started Phantom or Fraud. I was very open-minded to things, but I believed that there was something to be found. So I have to say I was, I suppose, leaning towards it. But certainly things that happened to me in the first few months while we were investigating turned me into a total 100% believer. And I'm not easily persuaded. I'm not one of these people, if a door happens to slam, oh, it's got to be a ghost. You know, it's probably the wind. But there were enough things that I saw and witnessed throughout investigations that convinced me fairly quickly. And Graham wasn't actually that far behind. He actually said that, well, in fact, it was at Margate Theatre Royal during Ghost Detectives, where he finally put down his cameras and he said, guys, you've lost your sceptic. And that was a major turning point for me. And I talk about that in some depth in the book as well. Dave from Ipswich wants to know if there's anywhere you wouldn't go back to for a ghost hunt because it was so mean the first time. No, I think if something was mean, I'd definitely want to go back there. I'd like to encounter and find out why. I've not really ever encountered anything dark, and my own belief on that is that dark entities are only attracted to negativity. So if you go there looking for dark, you'll find dark, and I've never gone into anywhere looking for dark. So, no, I haven't. The only places that I wouldn't go back to are places where I think I've been fitted up to a degree, where people have told me stories about ghosts and there's absolutely nothing there. And one prime example was a pub in Devon, where we found out that in 1972, 73, a landlord had drummed up the story of the ghost there to actually try and get trade. And he got listed in a few books, including, I think, one of Peter Underwood's. and lo and behold, it never actually existed. He made it up purely for the sake of getting punters in. So there you go. I'm going to take a break, be back with you right after these words.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space,
then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio?
If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the show. I got an email coming during the break there from Sandra in Scotland, and she says, hold on, let's pull the email back up again. I can find it now. Hello, Ross. I think the object is a translucent, small animal, perhaps a seal. And that's from Sandra in Scotland. Well, stay tuned and I'll let you know, Sandra. I'm concentrating on this again now, and if you've just tuned into the show, Elizabeth unable to be with us this evening. She's not feeling very well, so we do send out healing to Elizabeth now, and I'd like you all to help with that. But I'm holding this product in my right hand. It's sitting here in front of the computer right now, and if you can see a picture of what it is or what you think it is, send it to me now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And now don't forget, is it next week or the week after? December the 6th, which is Wednesday night, Thursday morning, at midnight, we're going to be launching a brand new show here on NetTalk Radio called The Witching Hour, with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones. They're two witches and pagans, or druids, should I say, get it right. They live in Glastonbury, or outside of Glastonbury, and they run a shop called The Witchcraft Shop in Glastonbury. The show's going to be about witchcraft, Wicca, paganism and druidry, and it's going to be live every Wednesday night, right after the repeat of Now That's Weird. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's also going out on Pagan Radio as well, as a syndicate, so they're already picking up syndication already, so well done to them. So make sure you put that in your diary, the night of December the 6th, December the 7th, at the stroke of midnight, The Witching Hour. So there you go. Now Nita says, I think it's a big glass of water that you're studying. Well, wait and see. You could be right, you could be wrong. I will tell you before the end of the hour. Now, Susanna writes to me from Tennessee and is wondering, do you feel that because of some of the hunts you don't have the negative energies? You don't have that negative energies and have been annoyed and you latch on to you and follow you home and then interfere with your life without you knowing. Oh, I get what you're saying there, Susanna. Okay, right. Now, this is an interesting one. I've heard of this phenomena where entities latch onto you and follow you home before, and various people have different thoughts on it. Some think that they stay with you for pretty much until they're exorcised. Others say that they can only stay with you for up to 24 hours, and then they have to return to their original place. Others don't believe it happens at all. Now, my own feeling on this is, yes, an entity can attach itself to you. I remember very clearly seeing something that I'd seen on a ghost hunt sitting in the back seat of my car while I was driving home in my rearview mirror. I swung my head round quickly to look, and there was nothing there, but I saw the face very clearly in my rearview mirror. There was definitely this person sitting in the back seat, although I never got any further impressions of this person after I got home. So whether it was just for those few minutes, I don't know. It was as I was driving home. It was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when I left the ghost hunt, and they were definitely sitting there in the back seat. Saw them very, very clearly. So that's quite amazing, I suppose. There was something on a ghost hunt in Kent as well that I remember hung around for a little while, but again, I think it was only a day or so. So yes, you know, my own personal belief is they do, they can attach themselves to you, but again, not anything negative, and I think that's because I'm always very positive when I go on a ghost hunt. I tend not to take negativity in, because I do believe if you take negativity in, you're going to bring negativity out. So I've not had anything negative attach itself to me, or anything that I've felt to be negative. The only time I've seen a negative energy anywhere, I suppose, is with a clairvoyant who I wasn't 100% trusting in. So I wasn't guaranteeing that this particular clairvoyant was actually channeling something through. It was a woman that worked with us for a very short period of time, and she channeled something through. She was regionally based in an area we were doing some work at the time. And I wasn't convinced, I have to say, of what she was bringing through. So that's my views on that. Now, I know Mike and Helen, who I've mentioned a few times, and bless them, they're listening in this evening, looking after my other half, Penny, who's up there in Chepstow. Love you lots, Pen. And you may have heard me say earlier, this is the first time I've ever done Now That's Weird without Penny sitting here in the studio with me. So it feels a bit strange. It's just me and the Mog tonight doing the show. And she's been behaving herself, which is unusual. That's the Mog I'm talking about. And Penny's sitting there, hopefully listening to the show at the other end. Now, what does it sound like, Penny, listening from so far away? Because you're normally listening to me across the room. So drop me a line, let me know. And Penny will be back tomorrow. She's meeting me at Glastonbury, which is the next point of discussion. Because Glastonbury, tomorrow, there's a big spiritual fair going on at the Town Hall. Wild Willie Barrett will be doing some music down there. Lots of clairvoyance, mediums, readings, tarot readers, this sort of thing. I, myself, will be there doing a paranormal workshop. Andy Lloyd, one of our regular guests on the program, he's the UFO man from Dark Star One. He's going to be there doing a talk about UFOs. He's also got the website ufo-aliens.co.uk. And also Ralph Harvey, another regular guest on the show. He's the head of the Order of Artemis in the UK, one of the most respected witches in the whole of the UK, if not the world. I think he's in his 80s now, bless him, and still going strong. And he's going to be there doing a lecture as well tomorrow. So really looking forward to seeing them down there. So if you can get down there, it's Glastonbury Town Hall. I'll be there from about 11 for the day, and I'll be doing my workshop in the afternoon, I think about 4 o'clock, somewhere around there. So try and get down if you can. It's Glastonbury Town Hall, and you can find all the details online at Glastonbury Fairs, that's spelled FAYRES.co.uk. Do check it out and try and get down there. Now, just going back to Mike and Helen, I was explaining that they've actually encountered some dark things before when they've been working, and I remember mentioning to Mike once that I felt that there were negative energies that were attaching themselves to him at several times while he was channeling. Now, it would be interesting, Mike, if you're listening, to just put your thoughts through on that last email about whether a negative energy can attach itself to you and go home with you. Have you ever found, when you've come away from an investigation, Mike, that you've actually had something negative that has attached itself to you that you can't shake off? Let me know, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Okay, the next question here is from Tim. Tim is in Sussex, and he says, Hi Ross, I'm listening to the show for the first time. I'm a big fan of the paranormal, and I'm a regular, I've got something in my throat this evening, and it's not the cat. The cat's safe. There's something in there, it's giving me hell this evening. Right, sorry, I'll start that again. So I'm a regular listener to your show, and I surfed the website Mysterio, which is where I found out about it. Regular user of Mysterio, should I say. First time listener to the show. I'll get it right in a moment. Found you through the Mysterio website. I'd like to ask you a question, if I may, based on one of your comments you made recently in the site. You said that you had a feeling that parallel dimensions were the answer to the paranormal and to UFO activity. How did you come to this conclusion? Tim, great question. Thanks for that. I try to make sense of things. And this is something, I suppose, when you're doing this sort of work, it's very difficult to make sense of some of the things that are happening around you. And the first question I had to ask about aliens and UFOs is, why would somebody go 300 or 400 light years across the galaxy to another world, and not actually do anything to, you know, not attack, not communicate in any way, maybe draw a crop circle, you know, get the old hover mower out, do a bit of mowing and go home again. It didn't make any sense to me. I felt there had to be something else. And I looked at programs like Stargate, and I thought, well, hold on a second, just maybe there is some way of crossing between dimensions from one place to another. And maybe when we see a ghost, perhaps we're not actually seeing somebody dead at all. There was a very famous investigation that I did that was very well written about in papers at a top secret establishment in Bedfordshire, which is RAF Chicksands, where they train the SAS. And we were allowed in there amid very, very high security to do an investigation. And I could see this chandelier moving, but it wasn't moving in a rational and logical way. It was tilting sort of 45 degrees to the left, stopping and staying there in midair, which totally defied gravity. And then it would move to the other side. And the clairvoyant that was working with us at the time walked into the room. She saw us all standing there watching this. She said, oh, that's quite easy to explain. She said, there's a maid cleaning it. I said, what do you mean? She said, she's up there cleaning. She's holding it to one side as she's cleaning it. And I thought, well, that actually sort of makes sense, because the next thing the clairvoyant said is, no wonder she doesn't know she's dead. She's not dead. She's actually alive, or believes herself to be alive. And I thought, well, just maybe she sees us as the ghosts. What do you think? studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Could it be that we are seeing people from a parallel dimension? What do you reckon? So that's my views on the parallel, and that's one of the reasons why I sort of jumped to that conclusion. But certainly I don't think we have what we call strong evidence yet, but if you look at what the scientists are doing with regards to the string theory, the string theory, I think, started off with 9 dimensions, went to 11 and then to 13, I think up to about 18 now, aren't they? They know there's something out there, they know there's parallel dimensions, and putting something hard and fast in front of us as evidence is a lot harder. But I'd be interested to know what my listeners think of this. So get your emails coming in now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Don't forget, if you'd like to come on and ask me a question live on the show and discuss it with me, I don't bite, honestly. I'm very friendly. Just drop me an email with your phone number on, and I'll give you a call before the end of this hour. Still to come in the third hour, Nita Grant going to be joining me, talking about ghosts, ghost hunts, poltergeists, and also whether or not you've ever come across faked or staged ghost hunts, or have you ever faked something yourself to put people to the test? I know I have, to put mediums to the test, but I'd like to know if you have. Have you ever faked or staged a ghost hunt or staged paranormal activity? Be honest with me, you can do it under an alias if you want, if you don't want to be named. But let me know right now, because we're going to be discussing that with Nita in hour 3 of the programme. So the address again, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Next email here is from Alex. Alex is in Scotland. He says, good evening, Ross. Loving the programme. Really enjoyed your first guest. And I, too, have come across things in Rosslyn Glen. It's a very strange area. There are some very strange energies there. And I think many, many people are sent to Rosslyn Chapel, not realising that all the energies are actually about a mile away from Rosslyn. We have to remember when Rosslyn was built. And we are talking about things that would have been there probably 2 or 3 centuries before Rosslyn Chapel was built. So I believe there is many things yet to be found in the Glen. Oh, thanks for that. Much appreciated. So let's have a quick look and see what else we got here. One from Conrad Hillman from Wessex Ghost Hunters. He said, good evening, Ross. Hope all is well. I've been currently investigating the paranormal for 10 years now and will always find it interesting. The question I would like to ask is, do you believe you can live in this world and also in the spirit world? Two places at once. Would also like to ask you on air whether you will be joining us next year at A Night Beyond the Grave, the Wessex Ghost Hunters on stage, and please can you tell people this will be happening in March time, and to contact Wessex Ghost Hunters for more info. Their website is wessexghosthunters.pixo.com. That's PICZO. wessexghosthunters.pixo.com. And yes, I am planning to join you at that one, Conrad. I've got it written down somewhere, and I remember that I had an invite from from Dale on that. So yes, I'll do my best to be there. So and I'll come back and answer your question in a moment, because I need to take an ad break. Very interesting one. Can we be in two places at the same time? Can we be a ghost or a spirit at the same time as living our human existence? That's one that's going to get my mind going for the 3 minutes of the ad break. Stay with me. It's Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space.
Then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information. Behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station. The UK's most exciting French import, Lag Guitars, are now available from your local music store. There's a range of designs from the more traditional Jet models, through the hardtail Roxanne designs favoured by the Eagles of Death Metal, and of course the Floyd Rose-equipped Arcane models, as used by UK metal monsters Mendeed. Lag Guitars are also available in regular, vintage and matte finishes, and use a selection of Lag, Dimarzio, Seymour Duncan and EMG pickups. The Lag Four Seasons acoustic guitars complement the electrics by offering a more natural, unplugged playing option. So call into your local music store and ask to see the great range of Lag guitars, or go online to www.lagguitars.co.uk to request your brochure and listen to South Street Live here on Net Talk Radio to find out how you can win a Lag guitar.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show, Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum, making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed...
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Me carrying the second hour on my own tonight for a change. Elizabeth's not very well. She's laid up in bed, so we send great healing out to her, and I hope she'll be okay for next week. But I'm trying to do her telepathy test this evening, so see if you can figure out what it is I'm holding in my right hand right now. I'm studying something. It's not an obvious thing, I have to say, and it's here in my right hand. See if you can figure out what it is. No rude answers, please. It's something I'm trying to channel out into the ether, so see if you can pick up on that. Now, I was talking before the break about the email there from Conrad Hillman of Wessex Ghost Hunters, and he was asking the question that, do you believe you could live in this world and also be a spirit in another? Now, that's an interesting question, Conrad, and I must admit I don't really know the answer to it, although I guess my feeling is no, because if your soul could be in two places at once, then effectively you'd be godlike, wouldn't you? Which would be, you know, in the position of being multi-aware. What's the word they say? There is a word that they use in the Bible, where somebody can be in so many places at the same time. Now, that said, I have to refer back to the investigation at Marsden Grotto in the northeast of England, up near Newcastle. where, I think it was South Shields, where a spirit told me, and this was quite weird, because we did a circle, and I was actually filming, I was holding a camera outside of the circle, and the spirit came through a clairvoyant called Paul Hanrahan, and he said, "I will only speak to Boss Man," and he meant me. And he had a sort of Russian accent, which again answers a question another person put through earlier, whether ghosts have accents. Yes, of course, he came through, Jack came through with a Russian accent. And he said that they can be all over the place at the same time. He said, "I don't need to leave here to be with you in Kent," because he also visited me at the Theatre Royal Margate while we were doing that investigation the week before we went to Marsden Grotto. So omnipresent, that was the word I was looking for. They can be omnipresent. So maybe if the soul can do that after you die, maybe we can do it when we're alive as well. So perhaps we can be multi or omnipresent. And Elizabeth often says that she can travel out of her body, so she could be happily in her living room in North Wales at the same time as visiting somebody else with an out-of-body experience. So, yes, comrade, I suppose thinking about it, I would say you can be. You could appear as a spirit somewhere else. That's possible. Now, I've got another one coming in here. This one's from Amber. She wants to know, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a ghost hunt? And she said, "Ha ha, is it pink?" Amber, you're being very rude. I won't go there. And Nita also says as well, just very quickly, she said, "Yes, you can be in two places at once. Explain an out-of-body experience." Well, yeah, pretty much along the same line of thinking as I was just on there, Nita. Thanks for that. Now, what's the funniest thing on a ghost hunt? My God, there has been so many, Amber. I have to say that we've seen some very funny things on ghost hunts where people have been very freaked. But I have to say your mother probably is responsible for the funniest one. We were at a castle in Wales, and she sneaked up and tried to scare people that were doing a circle. Now, I'm sure Nita will remember this one, but she was actually outside with Penny, my other half, and the two of them sneaked up and did something. I can't remember exactly what it was, whether it was a noise or whether it was just peering through a hole or whatever, but they freaked the whole damn room out, and that was hysterically funny, I must admit. And I don't normally encourage that on ghost hunts. I always try to keep people from not winding others up, but that was very, very funny. So I think, yes, that's probably one of the funniest things I've seen. The other must be the hanging up of the nurse's uniform at the hospital in Stockport. That was quite funny. Barnes Hospital, where they hung up a nurse's uniform, which was white, and left it there for the next people that are going to do a ghost hunt. They scared the hell out of somebody. And also Gary Johnson, one of my investigators up there, actually took me into a room in pitch darkness and then shone a light at a 6-foot cardboard cutout, which freaked me a little bit. That was quite funny. So there you go, there's a few things. Let's have a look, see what else we've got here in the emails. They're coming in thick and fast now. Thanks to all of you for that. Alan in Spain writes to me. He says, "What do you think about big-name mediums who claim to have spirit guides? Surely the guides must know who did what when they were on the Earth plane. So why do we still not know who Jack the Ripper was? All the best, Alan in Spain." Alan, thanks for that. I know you're a regular listener. That's a good question. Now, I've always worried about this because, well, spirit guides as such, there are so many different versions of this. Some people say you have one spirit guide and that's it. Others say you have a lot of different spirit guides. Excuse me. Other people tell you that your spirit guides change on a fairly regular basis. So yes, I'm always a little worried, and I get very worried when they start telling me they have a red Indian spirit guide or a Buddha master or something, you know, Buddhist master. Something like that, you know, I always worry about that. You know, why shouldn't your spirit guide be Jack Bloggs from down the road? Why does it need to be Arkanarten or something? You know, that worries me. Yes, I suppose I have to agree with you on that. Although certain clairvoyants I've tripped up with various things, with research, by asking them about their spirit guides, and I've actually researched them. Because, of course, if they're saying it's a big-name spirit guide, then it's fairly easy to find out information about them, which you can test them on. So that's my theory on that. Again, could be wrong, but I'm very wary of mediums anyway. In my working experience within the Phantom or Fraud project, we set it up with a view to exposing bad mediums, and I have to say I found far more bad ones than I ever found good ones. So there you go. Very quickly, just before we go into the next ad break, Val sends me an email from London. She says, "I feel the object has some sentimental value to you. It could be a soft toy, i.e. an animal." And I think that's the second person that said some sort of soft toy this evening. So I shall let you know very shortly. We need to take another break. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth, filling in for Elizabeth, who's not well this evening. And It's me on my own. So keep those questions coming in, and it keeps my mind busy up until the next hour when Nita Grant will be joining me, and I'm sure that'll be colourful. It always is. You're listening to Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird. Brings back memories, doesn't it? Oh, dear me. One of my favourite bands from the 1970s, and I thought I'd slot that in rather than an ad break there, just to be different this evening. And that was Mott the Hoople and Saturday Gigs. Yeah, I love them. It sort of gives me age away, doesn't it? There you go. Anyway, another couple of guesses come in on the ESP and telepathy tests. Got one here from Alan. Alan's in Swindon in Wiltshire, and he says, "Good evening, Ross. Very intrigued by your ESP and telepathy test, so I thought I'd have a go. And I can see some sort of plastic pot, but I don't know what's in it. It's like a plastic pot with something inside, but I can't make out what it is." Interesting one, Alan. Let's see if you're right in about 15 minutes' time. I'll let you know. Another one here from David. David's in Yorkshire in Leeds, and he says, "Good evening, Ross. I want to have a stab at your ESP and telepathy test, if I may. I've channeled into the ether, and I believe it's some sort of furry or cuddly toy." Ooh, third person that said a furry or cuddly toy tonight. How strange. Well, we'll see if they're right in just a moment. Now, let's have another look. Go back to the emails here. And Tracy in Scotland wants to know, where would you most like to do a ghost hunt and why? What an interesting one. The Queen Mary in America, and also that great mansion house in New Orleans that they're always talking about. Two of my favourites. I've got to go there, definitely, at some point. Somebody hopefully will sponsor a trip out there, and we'll go out and do it. But the Queen Mary, Fantastic. I've got to get on there and start raking around for ghosts there, definitely. Without a doubt, that's got to be number one. But also, I suppose the Winchester House in America as well is something that intrigues me. I've heard so much about the Winchester House. I'd love to go there and just find out what it is about that place. So, interesting. And Nita sends me another one here. She said, what is it with music coming on tonight? Well, Nita, I just fancied a bit of Mott the Hoople. That was it. Oh, Naughty Lulu's got up. Now, you can hear me moving around now because she thinks when I'm on air, I can't chuck her off the other desk. Well, here we go. I can and I will. That's the sound of Mog hitting floor. You see, what normally happens is you'll hear Penny walk across the studio normally on a Friday night. Because Lulu gets up on the places she knows she's not allowed when I'm talking on air and she thinks she can get away with it. Now, I did mention at the beginning of the programme that with Penny being away this week, Lulu was bound to perform at some point. So there you go. Lulu live on Net Talk Radio. And I'm sure there'll be more. We've got over an hour of it to go yet. Another email comes in here. Oh, dearie me, this one's from my old mate Jed in New Jersey. He writes in quite a few times to my Southwest Today programme. Jed, great to see you listening to this one too. He says, I'm intrigued to know, Ross, with regards to the paranormal, whether you really deep down believe ghosts exist. Jed, interesting. Yes, I do, but I don't think they're ghosts as in what people normally would imagine. If you like the Hollywood entity, I tend not to go along with that. I think that the energy or the soul lives on beyond death, but in a very different form. It is a form of energy, like we see the balls of light in photographs that we take. That's my view, and I think using ESP or telepathy, they can put a picture in our mind of what they look like in their bodily form. So therefore, they're transferring to us an image, which is normally a one-to-one, which is why in a room of people, only one person claims to have seen the ghost. So that's my view on that, Jed, and I hope that's okay for you. And what else we got here? Oh, Sheila in Berkshire. She doesn't say where, she just says Berkshire. She says, listening to the show for the first time, Ross, really enjoying it, and I will definitely become a regular listener. I'd like to ask you a question. What exactly is an orb? Oh, there's a nice one. Now, orbs are something that ghost investigators get a lot in their pictures. Now, the skeptics believe them to be nothing more than moisture or pollen or dust that's caught out of focus on the lens of a camera. Now, I shall actually be talking about this at my lecture tomorrow at Glastonbury Town Hall. So if you could get to Glastonbury, you'll get the answers. In a nutshell, very quickly, because I'm aware of the time, it is something that's not easy to explain, because in tests, some moisture, pollen and dust does show up very orb-like on pictures. But where we've found the difference is where we've put sensitives and mediums to the test and asked them to be photographed in a room before they start channeling. And there's no dust, there's no moisture, there's no pollen. And then all of a sudden, when they say, right, I have somebody standing by my left arm, all of a sudden, there's a glowing ball of light. So it's either very intelligent dust, moisture or pollen, and in which case we set up a church and start worshipping it, I think, or we have something that's far more difficult to explain. Now, when we ask the medium then to ask the spirit to move from the left arm to the right arm, and then perhaps round to the back, round to the front, in each case, the orb is in a different place in the photo, in exact relation to where the medium is telling us the spirit is. That, to me, proves there is something far more intricate to orbs than just dust, pollen or moisture. Therefore, my feeling is, yes, we are dealing with spirit energy. And I think it's an interesting one, and I think we'll learn a lot more about orbs in the years to come. Because at the moment, too many ghost hunting groups have just sort of kicked them into touch, saying, oh no, it's just dust, I'm not interested in orbs. And let's face it, for a ghost hunter who's just out for entertainment, I suppose an orb is just a boring circle in a picture. And I think a lot of people have lost interest. And my message to you is, don't lose interest. It could provide the answers you're all looking for. And, orbs are a set of ghost bollocks from Flash of Ghosts, says Nita. Oh, this is going to be great when Nita comes on later. I can see we're going to have fun with her in the last hour. She's on MSN Messenger with me at the moment, and she's sending me these across, so there'll be a little bleep on the American Syndicate version of this show after that, Nita. You do know that, don't you? They write to me, you know, and they say to me, oh, could you not say that word on your show again, because we had to put bleeps on. Last time I had Gina Allen on talking about sex on the programme, they had a hell of a time. They were editing the whole hour with bleeps here, there and everywhere, because the Americans don't allow words like that, you see. We can get away with it here in England, can't we? I don't know. Right, oh, look, I've got one from Penny. She says she's missing me. Oh, Penny, bless you. I'm missing you too, my darling. This is the first time I've had to do Now That's Weird without you being by my side. And I do miss you so much, more than you know.
Right, need to take a break, and I will be back right after.
Yes.
Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space.
Then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard to get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio?
If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the show. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. An hour on my own at the moment because Elizabeth not well. She's had to recline to bed, or retire to bed, should I say. Not feeling very good, so we send her all our healing out there to North Wales this evening and hope she gets better real soon. But thanks to you lot for sending in loads and loads of emails for me to answer, keeping me busy, keep your mind active in this hour. Now, let's have one last go. We've got a few minutes before the hour. I'm still channeling out this picture of what it is that I'm holding in my hand, or is in front of me here, right in front of the computer screen. So if you think you know what it is, get it across to me now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk, and I'll let you know in a few minutes what I've been channeling. And, I've nearly read out something I shouldn't have read out there. Nita's sending me across some MSN messages here and bits and pieces, and I very nearly read that one out, Nita. It's a good job I didn't, but there you go. So thanks for that. Now, another email coming here. This one's from Charlie. And Charlie's in Birmingham. He says, hello Ross, he said, I'm a regular listener to the programme, but this is the first time I've emailed you, and I'd just like to know what your thoughts are on time slips. I recently saw something which I believe was a time slip. I had an experience where I'd seen something, and I knew I'd seen it, didn't believe it, went back to find it again and couldn't find it anywhere, and I believe what I saw was something pre-Victorian. Have you ever heard of anything similar to this? Yeah, Charlie, I have actually. I was talking to Pat Sutton, a friend of mine, and her other half, John, And they had this in France where they went to a farm and they saw something on the farm. They went away to talk about it to somebody else before they went back to purchase what it was they'd seen. And I can't remember what the item was. But the locals said, well, no, there's no farm there. You know, the place that you said doesn't exist. There is no farm there. And when they went back, they couldn't find it. They went exactly back to the same place and it just wasn't there. And they assumed the same thing, that they'd seen the time slip. So it's pretty amazing. And it's quite a few people, I think, that have said that. Anita says that she thinks it's a paperweight that I'm looking at. Right, I'm going to put you out your misery. It's actually a plastic carton full of cotton buds. Yeah, a plastic carton, round carton full of cotton buds. And one chap, I think it was Alan, who sent me in one saying, I think it's some sort of plastic carton with something in it. So he was the closest. Well done to you. Very good. A lot of you, for some reason, picking up cuddly toy, and I suppose I could see why, because the cotton buds, obviously soft and fluffy on the ends. Maybe that was why it came across like that. And looking at the front of it, it's got a little baby's face and cotton buds on. We use it for cleaning the computers and stuff here. So there you go. So those of you that guessed the for us this evening, I'll need to tune your ESP and the telepathy in a little bit, other than I think it was Alan, who got very, very close by saying it with a plastic container. So well done to you. And thanks for keeping those questions coming in. Now, you've heard me talk about Anita Grant throughout the hour. She's been talking to me on MSN. She's going to be joining us live in about 5 minutes' time for the last hour of the show. And we're going to be talking about the ghosts and paranormal some more. We're also going to be talking about whether you've ever staged or faked a ghost hunt or faked anything on a ghost hunt to put other investigators to the test. Perhaps you've just done it mischievously. Let me know if you've ever had an experience of doing anything like that or whether anyone else has done it to you. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. We're also going to be talking about poltergeists, because Anita's had one in her home, so we're going to be questioning her on that to find out exactly what's been going on. And we'll also probably touch on UFOs and aliens as well, as we always do when Anita's on the programme. So any questions at all you've got for myself or Anita, get them in now. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And that's all coming up after the break. Now, don't forget what I'd said to you before about the new show starting on NetTalk, The Witching Hour. It's coming up at midnight on Thursday, December the 7th, right after the Wednesday night repeat of Now That's Weird. And it's going to be presented by Dr. Liz Williams, a well-known author and witch, and Trevor Jones, who himself is a druid and witch. They run the Witchcraft Shop in Glastonbury. Fantastic people. They spent yesterday down here with me. We went out to lunch. They spent an hour or so on Southwest Today yesterday talking. And they're going to be my live guests next Friday for the whole show. So as well as the other guests that we've got on the phone, they're going to be here interacting with those guests and talking to me live about the programme and what you can expect to hear in the Witching Hour. So that's next Friday here on the programme. And that's about it for the second hour. We got through it, didn't we, without a guess. So thanks to all you lot for all the questions, because I really appreciate that. That helps me keep going. And we'll be back with Anita Grant very shortly. And don't forget, you can come down and meet me at Glastonbury tomorrow. I'm at Glastonbury Town Hall doing a lecture. It's a sort of pre-paranormal training course type lecture. So it's one of these where I explain to people about some of the things that have happened to me and what to look out for if you're running an investigation team. Also there tomorrow, Ralph Harvey, who you've heard on the show, one of the leading witches in this country, talking to you about witchcraft. He's the leader of the Order of Artemis. Andy Lloyd from UFOsandAliens.co.uk, talking to us about the Dark Star Project and also alien encounters and sightings of UFOs in the country. Lots of other things there, stalls there for tarot reading, mediumship, and you can have readings. Nick Asheron's there doing psychic artist painting. And he's, of course, on South Street Live this Sunday as well. We did a session with him, we recorded on Wednesday, an acoustic set with him and Mark Ives, and that'll be live Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And also during that show, you'll have a chance to win a brand new electric guitar. So tune into that, 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Sunday night here on the station. Put that one in your diary. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. I'll be back after the break with Anita Grant. Stay tuned.
From FSN in Brussels, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan has announced a deal with Sudan's government allowing more peacekeepers into the Darfur region. Correspondent Nathan King, who's in Ethiopia where the talks are taking place, says the apparent deal will be phased in over time.
In talks that went late into the night in Addis Ababa, the Sudanese government has agreed in principle to an expanded peacekeeping force for the Darfur region of the country. While Sudan has immediately accepted an expanded support package from the United Nations to the African Union force on the ground of about 1,000 personnel, these people won't be soldiers. They'll help with the current African Union force on the ground of about 7,000.
The French Socialist Party's presidential candidate, Ségolène Royal, is promising to change France if she becomes the country's first female head of state. Ms. Royal won with more than 60% of the vote, avoiding a second round. The 53-year-old mother of four is widely expected to face centre-right hopeful Nicolas Sarkozy in the April presidential election. In Iraq, reports say four Americans and one Austrian have been kidnapped from a civilian convoy of 19 vehicles operated by a Kuwait-based security service. Unconfirmed reports say the attack happened at a fake checkpoint and nine other civilians were released. U.S. President George W. Bush arrived in Hanoi earlier for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, only the second visit to Vietnam by a U.S. president in the past 30 years. Security issues are expected to feature high on the agenda at the traditionally economic-based forum. Asia correspondent Sam Beattie reports.
U.S. President Bush was to meet with communist Vietnamese leaders to celebrate their country's impending entry into the World Trade Organization. He was also to meet regional leaders, including six-party talk members, to create a united front against North Korea's nuclear proliferation. Diplomats say a group announcement may be released on Sunday after the summit ends. APEC has traditionally been an economic forum for 21 Pacific region countries, but security issues are becoming more prevalent in the discussions. Experts say a free trade agreement between member states will be high on the agenda. The 21 APEC nations account for nearly half of the world's trade and generates around 60% of the world's GDP. Sam Beattie reporting.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the losing presidential candidate says he will contest the official election results in the courts. Jean-Pierre Bemba says he cannot accept the official outcome, which showed President Joseph Kabila capturing 60% of the vote to Mr. Bemba's 40%. David Potty, the Carter Center, says the group's observers found the election to be fair.
It would appear that the results as announced reflect, at the very least, the final order in terms of first and second, and that though there are irregularities, to be sure, it's certainly not our sense at this time that they're going to be of such a magnitude or of such a distribution as to alter the order of the results.
This is FSN.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. As it turns out, there are a lot of you out there, so the bandwidth is getting a little expensive for me. If you like my show, help me keep it on the air. Go to my podcast page at weird-stuff.podomatic.com and click on my tip jar. PayPal me a dollar or two. It's easy, and I would really appreciate it. If you like, I can mention your name during my next show.